warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you is episode 36 for shouldidrinkthat.com, or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
But you're going to want to drink these.
Oh, definitely, man. We got a brewery out of Akron, Ohio this evening, Hoppin' Frog.
But first, we have a special guest. Special guest, would you like to say your name?
He is special.
My name... Oh, do you want me to say my name? I'm sorry.
Yeah, your actual name there.
I want to say my name. Fuck yeah, I want to say my name.
Jackass.
Bill Sukich. I'm one of the unpaid, unappreciated bastard children of Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds here in Wexford, Pennsylvania, where you can get over 600 microbrews and imports, sit here, drink them, take them home, get messed up on a Thursday night like a lot of the crowd comes in here to do, and pretty much come in and have a good time. Of course, it's like the second home to our bastard children, Father Spoon and Sick Puppy.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And actually, for that matter, since they live in trailers, it's pretty much their only home. But still, you know, one's trying to get away from his wife, the other one's just trying to get away from where he lives. But hey,
right on, dude, right on.
Your wife doesn't listen, right?
No, she doesn't listen to anything I do.
No shit.
Yeah.
Just like the rest of us, nothing new there, is there?
No one ever pays attention to me. I get no love. Now, some of you might go, "Hey, I know that voice. Never seen him before, but I know that voice." That's because on June 20th of 2006, we recorded here.
That was June 20th.
June 20th of 2006.
That was a long time
ago. A long time ago.
That was on my birthday.
Oh, it is. That is your birthday.
Right. And that was when you first realized that I had a face for radio.
Exactly.
That was the first time. Yeah. That's why we don't.
Bill's an ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, this is why we do not do video casting. We just do podcasting.
Not yet, brother. We soon will.
Yeah, this was back in our infant days.
Right.
Our infancy.
And who'd have known at this time that you guys would be in a magazine? Yeah, we've got a lot of resources out there. We've got a pretty great webpage. We're top of the line when it comes to searching, I think, Three Sons and Google, and, of course, Beer Advocate. And we get hits all the time from you guys over at shouldidrinkthat.com. So we're pretty diverse. If you're looking on a beer website out there and you type in our name, Wexford, Pennsylvania, it should pop right up. If you see anything bad about us, they're
and you know, God forbid I say this, but they also have a MySpace page.
Oh, yes, we do. I know you hate the MySpace, brother.
It's a necessary evil, brother.
It is a necessary evil. I've been working my way into the to try and get into the Facebook section as well.
Nice.
But,
that's a good time. We have a group in there.
Yeah, I've been working my way into it, but for some reason it keeps kicking our business email back as a not valid email address, so I can't.
Spam.
Exactly right. Spam. Yeah.
Would you look at that? You search for beer in Wexford, PA, and at the top of the list is Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds.
Because we are the only place.
In Wexford, PA.
No. There's a couple other places out here, but in my opinion, at least, we're the only place.
No, it's cool.
Right.
If you type in good beer in Wexford, PA, we'd probably be the only listing that came up.
You know what? For shits and googles.
You're just going to give it a test just to
shits
find out.
Shits and googles.
Oh, no, we're not going to go there.
All right, never mind. Oh, I know why. Never mind. Who is that? Let me see.
Wexford beer.
Oh. No, competition comes up.
But you're third.
All right, well, you guys are bullshitting. I'm going to open third. This first beer so we can talk about it.
Have you ever been down there? I'm not
sure. Actually, no. You guys are second. The Brew Lounge did a review on you.
Of course they did. You guys would think that you were the only ones that review us, man.
We're the only cool ones.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's what it was.
Oh, this is somebody's blog.
Yeah, it's the Brew Lounge blog. It's actually got a pretty nice article, but I think that was done in like 2005 or 2006. Oh, it's a pretty old article.
You know, it's kind of fitting. It was done April 1st of 2006.
Yeah. So what are you saying? He's full of shit? Are you saying it's a joke?
He's got to be. You know, he's talking great things about this place.
Well, for good reason. And, you know, it's only gotten better since 2006. We've endeavored to try and unscrew the store as much as we can, make it idiot-friendly because, well, because you guys come here.
But, I knew he was going to say that.
No, we've really tried to take a lot of the brain work out of it by, you know, putting the beers in alphabetical order by brewery and the imports alphabetical by country, which is really anal retentive in just about everyone's eyes.
Right.
But, you know, especially when two or three times a year you have to move every single bottle in the house when you get a new brewery.
Yeah, I've seen you guys do that. That sucks.
But,
I used to do that with my CD collection.
You know, we've enhanced the store with a cooler and a section specifically for the Belgian drinkers, and now I got that new three-door cooler for the bomber bottles. And if everything goes as planned, we're hoping that end of spring, beginning of summer, to have a draft system in place. We're looking at 6 taps.
Awesome, man.
And we haven't decided where we're going to go from there, if it's going to be growler business out the door or draft beer in house.
Growler business sounds really, really good.
Well, you know, I did a lot of work, I guess, after the last podcast that we did with a company that makes growlers, getting our own logo put on growlers and everything that would meet the state requirements. And then we just never pulled the trigger on getting the tap system done.
Right.
You know, we got a lot of great ideas. Sometimes we're great starters and lousy finishers and stuff.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing for the last 2 years?
Drinking?
Yeah. Well, you know, 2 years ago, there's some in there left for you, man. 2 years ago, we were at, I think, 500 beers. And, you know, I know there's a lot of places out there that hey, got 800 or 1,000 beers. You could have as many.
Not at the same damn time.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, they can have 800 or 1,000. It's just that, you know, if you don't mind drinking your winter beer in the middle of summer and
right,
your summer beer in the middle of winter, you know, you can absolutely have 800 beers at all times. And there are some
including them same six has been on the back of the shelf for 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we endeavor to try and keep things fresh around here by putting the winter stuff out on sale when the spring beers hit.
Right.
There's no reason to have anything in here that nobody's going to come in looking for a winter beer in March or April or May. They're all looking for spring and summer beers.
I would.
Yeah. Well, that's but you buy it. You buy it at a tremendous discount. You throw it in your fridge and drink it when you go home from here. Well, actually, I talked to Fred on the phone when the beers first came in, and we were doing a Hop and Frog sampling here. And while I haven't had the chance to meet him personally. Yeah, he seemed like a nice guy. Maybe a tad odd. But he's running a one-man show out there.
Like similar to the East End Brewing experience here in Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Right? Scott Smith.
Doing the whole thing himself. Was disappointed that he wasn't able to get in here for the sampling. But sounds like you know he's doing some tremendous work out there. And we've had a lot of success with the beers. I don't think I've had a bad – well – I don't think I've had a bad Hop and Frog that we sell yet. I wasn't crazy about one of the other ones that we don't sell. But
Well, this one, our first one that we're doing, will be a test for me because it's a wheat ale.
Yeah, I'm not
Wild Frog wheat ale.
I'm not traditionally a fan of wheat ales on the whole.
Nor am I.
And for me, it's just the aftertaste.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the exact same way. The aftertaste just doesn't sit well with me.
I got to tell you, I took a sip out of this one. It's got some nice spice to it. The aftertaste isn't too bad. You got to delve in there. Come on.
It's a traditional German-style unfiltered wheat beer, lively, balanced flavor. Although no fruit or spices were used in the brewing, these flavors are created from the special fermentation. Wild Frog wheat can be served with a slice of lemon or orange for a crisp, refreshing experience. Bullshit. Doesn't really say bullshit on the bottle, but I was just commenting at the end of that.
No, but, you know, that goes along with my general opinion of wheat beers. If you have to add citrus to it to make it palatable, it's probably not a beer you should be drinking to begin with.
Jeez. 6% alcohol, 58 original gravity, 14 finishing gravity for you beer geeks, and 12 IBUs.
Wow, it's packing in the punch there.
Yeah.
Whole 12.
It's a wheat beer, so.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and give it
cheers,
a
cheers, fuckers.
Absolutely.
Smell that wheat beer in the air. Yeah.
No, it smells like bad Rolling Rock. Well, not that there's good Rolling
smells
Rock.
Smells like Drano.
You guys are rough, man. I don't think the beer's that bad.
You shouldn't smell. Oh.
But you're both hop heads. I mean, so you're going
right.
to see me bitching when we get to the Mean Man Leash, you double IPA, but.
You know what? That's smooth. It's not bad.
No, it's very smooth. Like I said,
wow.
This would be a long afternoon sipper for me, I think, on a hot day.
Well, I'll tell you, it actually, to me, it kind of smacks with some Belgian-style beers.
Exactly. It's a lot of sweetness to it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of sweetness. And
I like the fruit.
If he doesn't have any spice in it, I don't know what the hell he does to brew the spice into
the
it.
Yeast.
But it actually, yeah, I guess.
It's the yeast that's used, yeah.
Hmm.
I could sit around in the summer and drink one of these. Only one.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Only one.
But
yeah.
I could drink one of these, and you know, it's a 22-ounce bottle. So
you know, our fans know I don't like wheat beers worth a shit, but this is a drinkable one for me. I like it.
Yeah.
While you're outside mowing your lawn,
right?
Your Confederate flag shirt and your bandana.
You know, and I really don't think this isn't one of the wheat beers that you really need to add anything to. You know, he says you can add some
as well. You
to
shouldn't.
It. Yeah. Well, that's, you're right, but I mean, you don't have to add it. This isn't a Hoegaarden,
that's
or this
the
isn't a
BMC thing to do.
Yeah. This is
fucking marketing.
The BMC.
This isn't a Blue Moon or.
No.
Amen no, to that.
This isn't your sister's wheat beer.
Nice. I'm going to have them listen to this show. They might use that.
Hoppin' Frog wheat beer, not your sister's wheat beer.
Not your sister's wheat. Well, not your sister's wheat. Yeah, sounds dirty. Say,
that sounds really bad.
It's not your sister's yeast.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm not going to be able to drink it now after that one.
Enjoy.
Almost beer out the nose on that, yeah. Too. That would have been pretty impressive.
You made me chuckle.
Well, we haven't had a beer you've had to chug yet, so that's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm lying. I actually really hate this, but I just don't want to chug it. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it's nice golden color to it. Hazy, unfiltered, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the high-quality plastic cup that I'm drinking from, or if it was the pour, but I didn't notice a whole lot of head on this one when you poured it.
Look from my fine drinking glass, you can tell.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's another one. Unfiltered, there should be floaties. I don't see a whole lot of floaties.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Well, you must have got them in the bottom.
Yeah.
Have the bottle with you. Yeah.
I poured out the rest of the bottle you gave me.
Because mine's pretty clear. I don't have any floaties in mine.
I got the funk.
See on this fine plasticware? Check out the lacing on that.
Nice.
That is a nice plastic lacing, man. You can't. So the guys at Three Sons are too cheap to get glassware. And I can say that.
No, they're economical, so your beers are cheaper off the shelves.
Well, this is true, too. Economical, cheap, you know. I think it's political correctness that really splits the line between
right,
the two
yeah.
of those, right? But that hopefully will change with the addition of the draft system if and when it comes
right.
down. And I probably shouldn't be spilling too much because, you know, we got competition out there. I'm sure they listen to your show.
I'm sure they don't.
If you guys are listening, you're not nearly as good as we are. just want to pass
insert rim shot here.
Just want to pass that along to you. Often imitated, never duplicated, kind of a.
You know what? After drinking a few slurps of this.
Now you hate it.
Kind of tired of it now, yeah.
Well, I said you can only have one.
At a beer sampling night, it would be great because I had like 3 ounces of it. And, that's not bad, but.
You're not much for a variety, man. You're not.
What can I say?
It's not an IPA. It fucking
if
sucks.
If it's not metal, I don't drink it. I just don't care for wheats, man. It was good right off the bat. But
you know what? You'll probably end up brewing one.
It's getting old real quick, man.
Yeah.
I'll brew because I like it.
Depends on how big your tits are. Will you brew me a wheat?
Okay.
Yes.
I love you. Here you go.
I am disappointed that I didn't bring your beer along.
How many 400 gallons do you want?
Yeah, we could tease them with all your homebrew beers, but seeing that it is illegal to ship beer out of the state of Pennsylvania, I don't think we'll be able to send these to anybody. Give us your address.
There's no way we would ever do anything illegal on this show.
Never.
Never.
See, I should have brought a new SIDT glasses with me.
Yes, you should have.
Laser engraved.
You'll get to rinse the palate after that crap.
Yours for only $19.95. That's right, at SIDT.com. Go ahead and pick up some of those laser-engraved glassware.
We'd like to thank Mr. Norm Huelsman from the Strom Huelsman podcast.
I can never say that
right,
dude.
You have to get your
right,
mouth
dude.
To do that.
Huelsman.
Who is gracious enough to give us a set of 4 of those.
On a side note, if you're a home brewer, pick up the Hoppin' Frog bottles because the labels peel off like stickers. It's a beautiful thing.
You can make your own T-shirts like we did last night.
Just slap them on.
Yeah, that was not attractive, by the way.
My wife loved it when I came home. She's like, "Where'd you get the new shirt?" Like, I didn't watch. She's like, "You know, I got to peel all that sticker off your shirt now."
That was like foreplay for you when you got home, wasn't
awesome.
It?
Then I passed out in my chair.
Baby, watch me peel this sticker off.
That was out like light.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Let's go there.
Next on the list.
Next on the list is Hoppin' Frog's attempt at a Belgian ale. A Golden Frog Belgian Ale.
I
know this is one of your personal favorites. I see you drinking this all the time.
I do.
They advertise it as smooth malt flavors of the Golden Style Belgian Abbey Ale are complemented by traditional imported ingredients. A slightly spicy and complex flavor makes this European celebration style beer unique and refreshing.
This comes in at a whopping Belgian style 10.5%.
This is a beer for him to chug.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want to see him do this one out of a bong.
I don't want to chug it.
He's chugged worse than
this. This beer is way too good to chug. I can't do it. I got to treat this one with respect.
Come on, man. Chug it. Open the throat. Don't forget to cut the bowls.
I think from now on, my only chugging challenge I'm going to accept are crap beers. I don't want to chug the good ones anymore. It's just not right.
You want to go over there and get some tequila or...
Exactly.
Oh, actually,
don't give our listeners any fucking ideas.
What's that one that Bill wants me to chug? That Clamato or whatever?
Oh, yeah, that Clamato Budweiser shit.
Yeah. No, he threw down the gauntlet for me to chug one of those.
You don't sell that crap here, do you?
God, no.
God, no.
Making standards here.
But just checking.
I think within the next week we're going to pick up that Molson pack. Or not Molson. Labatt's is doing a lime and... Yeah,
ooh, I saw
everyone's
that.
Everyone's getting into this crazy summer stuff.
I think it's out in Seattle or Portland, one of those Oregon
states.
One
of those places out that way.
I guess Budweiser owns a huge billboard out there. It's close to some of the breweries. And their new thing that they're promoting right now is, this is coming, you know, May 2008. So it's going to be coming out on Cinco de Mayo. It's Bud Light with lime.
Oh, I saw a commercial for that the other day, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was talking the confrontation board about it today too. It's like it's all over the place because Budweiser keeps screwing everything up.
Why would you ever want to do that to yourself? But you know, it's
because some Yahoo's going to see them like, dude, man, we're classy, we got lime.
But you know,
chug it,
idiots.
A lot of these people don't realize, you know, that you know when the Winter's Bourbon Cask Ale came out as a winter seasonal product, people went apeshit for it. They thought it was the greatest stuff in the world.
It
was an Anheuser-Busch product.
It wasn't even in a cask.
Well.
May have been at one time.
Oh, yeah, it's the Budweiser way of advertising and marketing.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, last year, well, I guess it was 2006, winter 2006, that was out in this area. And in 2007, when we didn't really get very much of it, people were like, where is that stuff from last year? I got to have more of it.
I have to say, I tried it, and I thought it was bland and shitty.
Well, yeah, I had that at Joe's Crab Shack, and I asked the lady, because I saw it on the menu, I'm like, you guys have something on cask here? That's too cool. She's like,
it's cask on tap.
She's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what's a cask?
Like, oh, lady, you just
we don't have caskets
me.
Here.
That's when she told me. She goes, oh, I don't know. We got it from, you know, Budweiser. I'm like, oh, you're killing me.
Yeah, that'll do it for you every time.
But you know, I was there to eat,
there, man, you gotta
eat
kill
crab.
I got to kill the bottle? All right.
Well, no, I see. I think that's an equitable distribution, man. You're not killing the bottle, man.
Yeah, I pour some for myself. I give it to Bill. Spoon pour some. I get it back with more beer in it.
Spoon has not poured a beer of his own yet.
That's because we have a beer bitch on hand.
I was going to say, you're the beer bitch. You're the guest. You're
usually
the beer
we
bitch.
Have the intern do it for us. But
well, I guess I'm today's intern. But I'm not doing the sexual favors like the other ones do. I'm sorry.
This intern Nick hasn't been around in a while. We have to get him back on the show.
Wow. Intern Nick is doing the sexual favors? Intern. You guys are disturbed. Is he an altar boy as well? Is he a wayward altar boy?
He probably was at some point.
One time.
Oh, shut up. It smells delicious.
He needs a moment alone.
Just in case, so you don't have to rewind the show, it's 98 original gravity, 20 finishing gravity, and 16 IBUs.
Yeah, actually, it's the same thing on the fact sheet that it is on the bottom.
Yeah.
That doesn't help us out too much.
Lazy bastard.
I could read the government warning on the other side if that helps.
No, that's all right. No. We have that at the beginning of the show, so
that's
we're good.
Point, yeah.
Oh, God, that's a good Belgian.
And, of course,
sweet,
if you
fruity.
Do need some more information... this is Hop and Frog Brewery. They're located in Akron, Ohio. And you can visit them at their website, www.hoppinfrog.com. No G, hoppinfrog.com.
And they do stress that they are not a brew pub, just a brewery. Now, this is a beer. This is an excellent representation of a Belgian-style ale. It's an Abbey ale.
Yeah, this is, well, it's...
Sweet.
It's a Belgian golden, you know.
Yeah, right.
And it's certainly
banana
better than a lot of the domestic representations
in
terms of Belgian goldens. This is no Victory Golden Monkey.
but it's coming out of Akron, for Christ's sake.
Well, you know, apparently there are some good things that come out of Akron.
Just kidding.
Probably should stop dogging on Ohio. So
I'm kidding.
That we want to go over there.
Yeah. Akron, this whole place sucks.
Excellent.
By the way, we want to come out to the brewery and have
and
some beer.
You can taste the alcohol in this. It does have a
now, see,
decent alcohol note to it.
Yeah, at the 10.5%, I still think it's fairly well balanced.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree.
It's not one of those high alcohol content beers that the minute you crack the top and take a whiff of it, all you smell is alcohol.
Right.
It's got a nice nose to it.
Yep,
so.
It's very good. What do you think, Spoon?
I think it's pretty.
Wow.
What? One hell of an explanation right there. I think it's beer.
I think we just lost 20 listeners.
It's not man candy.
Oh.
I had to get that one in. Sorry.
Attaboy.
No, it's not bad. I
yeah,
really
overall,
this.
Excellent beer.
Yeah. I'm not so big on the Belgians.
A
like
little bit
of
the alcohol on the back end.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, definitely. It finishes with the alcohol.
It finishes with the alcohol. Yeah. But it's got great flavor. You're right. It is very sweet. It's a good product.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not an overpowering sweetness, though.
So, guys,
like
let's...
the monkey.
Finish these beers off, and we'll be right back.
It's hard to find a good beer, but one place to go for some great information is BeerSafari.com. It can help you navigate through the jungle of beer, so check out BeerSafari.com.
Welcome back to SIDT. It's the show with more cowbell.
Christ. Now there's a fucking endorsement if I ever heard one.
You just can't get any better than
that. Thank you, Christopher
Walken. You just don't get any better than that.
We had fun with a little contest earlier, did we not?
No.
We didn't?
Well,
I did, goddammit.
We made it really easy for you guys.
He didn't have fun with it. He had a contest, but he didn't have fun with it.
Extremely
Our
easy.
Our contests aren't that hard, people.
All you have to do is spell out your name and address and hit submit. That's it.
That's basically it.
But we have a winner. It's Bill. Not this Bill. A different Bill.
Damn.
Bill
yeah,
from
not
Ohio.
You,
though. We're not going to give out your last name because, you know.
But we will give out your address.
Cool. Yeah, we'll give out your address to everybody, though, and sell it off like we said we wouldn't
and
do.
And Bill's social security number is, and his mother's maiden name, if you'd like a credit card.
4.
I'm so old, my social security number is 1.
He won the Gray Kangaroo personal alcohol filter.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay,
congratulations, Bill.
We are so happy to
Bill, you won.
Help you out with your alcoholism, Bill.
Wow.
Yep, that's right. You're going to be able to filter alcohol like the champs, like us. You're getting the one that I received from Sick Puppy. In fact, we'll autograph it for you, too.
Nice.
We sent it to you, along with everyone else who asked for a copy of the now-defunct
Flavor Magazine.
I still have a bunch of those. I just threw them away. You want them?
Yeah, I need one to send to my mom.
And, they'll send them all out with autographs. As a matter of fact, I'll add my autograph to the logo right next to the...
Yes, Three Sons Dogs and Sons.
Three Sons Dogs and Sons.
Advertised right across from us.
Of course, the advertisement is now defunct. It's advertising beer samplings from a month and a half ago, but still, you know, it's got a picture.
Well, last week's I thought was in it.
It doesn't have a picture. It's got a...
Or was it just March? I don't know.
A drawing of me or something like that.
A drawing?
Yeah, I get more beer from Bill.
Say drawing.
You said a drawing.
I did not say drawing. Rewind, people. Did I say drawing?
My name is Simon, and I like to do drawings.
Wow, I forgot about that one.
Fucker.
I'm old enough to remember that.
Bill in Ohio, you won the Great Kangaroo. Congratulations. Next contest, what do you want to do? What do you want to give away?
Give away my soul.
That ain't worth shit.
Well, you gave that away a long
time. I think
time,
I did,
brother.
Dude.
That's why the show's prospered, because you sold it. Obviously,
worship
you got ripped
him.
Off.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that, man. You got any ideas?
We'll buy you a beer. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, we'll buy you a beer at Three Sons.
I'm giving away my firstborn.
No, man. You got to give him a gift card. You got to give him a Three Sons gift card. You cheap bastard.
Or how about maybe a Three Sons
bastard.
T-shirt,
how about a Three
hat,
Sons donated
or apparel?
Gift card. Yeah.
Hat.
Or apparel. Yes.
No, you know, I didn't like the way the people on the
Cafe Press
did the hat.
How about a shirt for your dogs?
We will give you a shirt for your pet. That's you know what? Here's what we'll do for the next contest winner. We'll get a Three Sons Dogs and Suds been around the world with a Three Sons T-shirt. You can only get that if you've completed our around the world beer list. If you've come in here and consumed 80 beers and got your name on the plaque on the wall. But for the next contest winner, we will gladly donate one of those shirts for free advertising. Really, that's why we're doing it. But still,
hey, it works, brother.
You have to let us know what your size is, too.
And if it's a woman,
XL, double XL, super fat ass.
Yeah,
whatever.
I was going to say, do you have super fat ass?
I think I go up to double XL. If you're any fatter than that, you're going to have to slim down.
Just so I don't offend the fat people, do you have Ethiopian size as well?
I have I have small.
That might work.
You can shrink it.
So I get the feeling the next contest winner is going to be.
We already have shirts.
Looking for you for a shirt.
Looking for me for a shirt. We already have shirts because we completed it.
Yeah, but they don't want a slightly used shirt from Sick Puppy, so we better get them a brand
new
one.
There's a lot of stains on that shirt from spilled beers.
Yeah, and stains from other things, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, thanks for saying that was spilled beers. But yeah. I digress.
There's some stains around the collar area. I'm not really sure what that's all about.
Crusty.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh? Fuck. All right, guys, let's get to the next fucking beer. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan.
We have the Hoppin' Frog Mean Man Alishi Double IPA.
Oh, this is a beer that's going to kick me in the ass, man.
I've never had this one.
It's a super hoppy beer. It's
really
a heavy one.
It doesn't look very thick.
Let's explore the extremes of hops and experience all their bitterness, flavor, and aroma with this Double IPA. An extreme, super assertive, and satisfying amount of American hop character is balanced with a toasty, caramelized, intense malt presence.
Do I have to tell you how many times he hasn't heard it doesn't look very thick? Do I have to tell you that one?
It's small, but it's cute. Get over it.
That's right. Yeah, but you're supposed to, at least you're supposed to smack the hell out of the sides or something. I mean, you know.
You know how long it takes a woman to come?
Does it matter to you?
Who cares?
That's what I thought.
That'll probably be
an edit. I was just checking
out. That's perfect, man. You're going to leave
that one. I was checking it out here on Beer Advocate. It actually has an A-minus rating. That's 80 reviews. So.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised that they went to the ABC lettering system in terms of grading.
They screwed a lot of things up.
Yeah,
they wanted to be different than Rate Beer, I think.
They used to go into percentiles, and, you know, of course, I'm wondering if they're following that Catholic school 93 to 100 is an A.
Is there a curve?
I tried to figure that out before.
87 to 93 is a B. What is it?
And if you have your mom write a letter to the paper complaining that your grade isn't high enough.
Do they raise it for you? Is that what happens? Yeah, as a matter of fact,
it's not fair to my kid.
I want
to
be at that parent-teacher conference.
As a matter of fact, if you look up Three Sons Dogs Inside, you'll find that we are an A-minus as well. So you can get this A-minus beer at your A-minus Three Sons Dogs Inside.
Whoever gave it a minus must have saw me here that night or something. You guys deserve an A+.
Well, you know, I think the problem is that food is more of an afterthought for us. You know, there are a lot.
And me as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are a lot of places out there that really endeavor to make it a brew pub mentality.
Right. Right.
They wanted to have atmosphere, which, you know.
You guys focus more on the beers, which I prefer anyway.
We don't have a lot of atmosphere. You know,
I don't want that ambiance, and shit. I just want a good beer.
I'm looking at the concrete block wall with a couple of Yingling mirrors on it. It's not striking me as Mr. Ambiance right here.
He didn't mention the Bud Light sign above my friggin' head, or the Budweiser right above spoons.
Well, you know, when it's open, you are hiding
them in the back corner of the building, so I'll give you that.
But you know, we're adding ambiance to the places we realize that people want to come in and sit down and really enjoy their good beers.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of beer.
Oh, boy, that's right. That's what we're here.
We have the Hoppin' Frog Mean Man Alishi Double IPA India Pale Ale, obviously. This one comes in at 8.2% alcohol. And again, for the beer geeks, the OG was 84. That's original gravity. And the finishing is 26. What do you guys think of the Mean Man Alishi?
I'm telling you right now, I never got it to my lips. I got it to my nose. And
It's a heavy malt.
It's got a really hoppy nose.
Yeah.
Really,
oh, yeah.
It's got a really fresh hop nose to it.
If you finish a bomber bottle of this, you will not want to like eat dinner after this. You'll be full. It's a heavy.
What's
one.
The IBUs on this?
168. Since you weren't listening earlier,
nobody listens.
What the fuck?
I gotta tell
you, I'm looking at porn on my laptop. What are you talking about?
It's bitter. Yeah, look at that.
It's awesome. I love it. It's heavy, man.
Like I said, you know, I'm not
to get through a bomber bottle of this. You have to make a commitment.
You know, I'm not a giant hop head. Although it does have a for an IPA, it's fairly malty.
Dude, yeah.
It's fairly malty for an IPA.
I like it.
Certainly, it's not on the crap list of the. If it's crap, we drink it. So you don't have to.
If it's crap, we chug it.
Yeah, not being a hop head, I could still get through one of these with no problems.
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't order a second one. I'd move back to the. I'm probably moving back to the Golden Frog myself.
Right.
Or I'm moving forward to the.
The next
Boris
beer on the list.
The Crusher Oatmeal Imperial Stout.
I think that's a hint. You want to get to the next beer?
No. Because I still got a full glass. Don't be going.
You know, I'm a drunk. I just want to get to the next.
The bitterness in this one, though, reminds me of the. Was it the Imperial Pilsner? The one that from Sam Adams? They came out
the Imperial Pilsner, Sam Adams Imperial Pilsner.
Wow. I can only drink one of these things.
The bitterness in this reminds me of my wife. Yeah.
And we know she doesn't listen to the show, so we're okay.
Exactly right. I know no edit on that one. We can keep that one in.
Until I talk to her.
Yeah. Well, actually, she knows. You know, my wife knows that I'm a miserable bastard.
She knows exactly where the hell you're at every second of the day.
Oh, my God.
She knows you're with us, right?
The low jack in my anus right now is going on. We're in good shape. She knows exactly where I am.
Wow.
No. She's a wonderful woman that... What are you laughing at, fucker?
Here comes the ass kissing after that last kiss.
No.
I love you, honey.
No. She knows her. She knows I tolerate her.
She knows her role.
No. She knows her role. Damn, I'm not going that far. No. If she can put up with me, she must be a wonderful woman. You know, I think any woman that can put up with a man must be a wonderful woman in some respect, because basically we're all assholes at some level.
That's not true. That's the reason I'm still single, because I'm so fucked in the head.
No. There's.
I guess I'm not a keeper.
There is probably a very disturbed woman out there for you. You just don't want her. That's the problem.
She's locked up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure
that's what happens when worlds collide.
I'm sure when Mayview gets to releasing the patients, you'll be all set up, brother. You'll be all good.
What the hell is that prison dating website? The prisonbitch.com or something like that?
Oh, dude, speaking of dating sites.
You're not posted on there?
No, the actual, like, chicks from prison.
That's what I mean. You're not posted on
there? No. We talked about that once before. Well, you know what? Speaking of dating sites, though.
You have the knockers tattooed on your back. I'm sorry.
Right. Sweet and sour on my nipples.
We have this guy that we work with who works in our mail room.
Mavalicious.
Yeah, Mavalicious is what
we'll call him. Mavalicious. What a great name.
And he stops by like 8 times a day to make sure everything's okay. Or
12.
Well.
He works in the mail room and he's checking to see if everything's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because the world revolves around everything that he does.
Right.
But
he's the peacemaker.
What exactly from the mail room wouldn't be okay after you got the mail?
That I'm not sure of. And that's what he's trying to
find out. This is like, are you happy with the mail you got today? I got bills. I'm not happy.
He's the mailroom life coach.
Yes. There you go. So he came in for like his 18th trip today, and we're talking. And I'm like, you know what? You really need to find yourself a good woman. You know what? You need a Trekkie. I wonder if there's a Trekkie dating site. And sure enough.
Oh, I bet there is.
It's like TrekkieLovers.com or something like that. And there was Trekkies all over the world
To change the subject, but I just remembered it. Just for all our listeners out there, it's meetaninmate.com.
Oh, there you go. But
I want meet a Mav.
Meet a Mav.
I think really that's unfair because...
We should have ratemav.com.
Depending on which Star Trek, for all those Trekkies that are listening to the site, if you're a beer geek and a Trekkie geek...
I like the green bitch with the huge tits.
Pretty much have no life. But still, I mean... There were some pretty hot chicks on Star Trek. I'm sorry, all right? I watched it. I'm not a Trekkie, but I watched it. Captain Kirk was getting laid all over the universe. What are you talking about?
You know how many kids that he probably had on
the
bus?
Oh, my gosh. Some of them probably have two heads.
Well, see, that's the funny thing.
That's why there's Alf.
that's the thing, though, with Mavalicious.
Was it him and a triple? Is that what it was?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. See, now that I got Meet an Inmate in my head, I'm going to have to go home and check that out after the show. Oh, dude, it's hilarious.
It's really sad.
No, it's funny because you get on there.
Oh, yeah, you say
I'm looking
funny.
For a life partner.
Because he's going to justify
and a longtime friend. It says data release, 2086.
You say it's funny, but you're surfing the site for somebody. That's
dude, it's like
sad.
Driving by a car wreck. That's why.
Female and
Tanisha's
male
on there.
Pen pals.
Or Laquatia. Like,
I'm a loving, caring person who's looking for someone to love.
Look at that fox
right
there.
Dude. And
it, gone.
Then down the blow, it says, yeah.
She's not even behind bars. She's behind
and
fence.
Like, dude, it'll be like.
Then bars.
Looking for loving, caring relationship. And the bottom says, convicted for murder.
This lonely, attractive inmates in the USA seek pen pals. And perhaps more.
Oh, dude, there's like
why are there a lot of
hundreds of prison chicks on that website?
Why are there a lot of 30-year-olds in prison?
I don't know. Jesus. You know what I did notice last time I was actually on there?
Because
a lot of them are going in there for tax evasion and writing bad checks.
So. Because you would have figured by 30 you would know what the hell's going on by now.
No.
Which to me, if she doesn't know what the hell's going on, that is definitely your type of woman.
Oh, exactly. Hell yeah, right there.
I love the dumb ones.
No, wait. Spin that around here. No. Sharika.
Sharika
or Shanika?
Shanika. Shanika?
Shanika.
Oh, wait. Tasha?
Oh,
Tasha.
Christiana. I bet you she's in prison for being an illegal immigrant.
Well, let's see here.
I'm wondering if this part of the...
Oh, you guys better finish them beers, man.
Oh, yeah, we're working on it. We're getting around to that.
Oh, previous occupation, massage therapist.
Holy Christ, she's getting out in 2022.
That means hooker.
Here, let me help you out.
It doesn't say professional massage therapist, would you like, so I assume.
Would you like letters from both sexes?
Yes.
No.
Better yet, education. Oh, yeah. College courses for my AA.
I think she done did had a problem.
Explosive green eyes, long brown hair.
Explosive temper.
Hey, dude, this is perfect for you. The best things in life come in small packages.
I'm Leo. All over that. I'm a Leo. Hear me roar.
Isn't that the most ridiculous website you've ever seen?
That is fantastic. That is going to be where my next ex-wife comes from.
So
right
many
there,
of our
man.
Listeners right now She's are going out to get dates.
Culinary, man. She likes to cook. That's all you need.
But yeah, math. And prison notes.
She didn't say what exactly. You're right. She
Why are all those Tide containers outside your cell?
Outside your cell.
It's the oddest thing.
Wow.
Oh. Back to the beer. That was fun.
Finish your double IPAs, boys. I poured my next beer.
In case you guys haven't noticed, Three Sons Dogs and Suds in Wexford, Pennsylvania, has free Wi-Fi, which we are currently on.
It does indeed. And when you come in here, I won't be nearly this vulgar and probably won't have nearly this much to drink, but it will be an enjoyable time. Actually, if you come in here, you'll probably come in across the owner, proprietor, beer god, pain in the – well, anyhow – the guy that runs the place, his name is also Bill.
But Bill Sr.
Bill Sr. He also happens to be about 30 years older than I am. And typically a lot crappier than I am as well.
Much wiser,
you know,
too.
Well, I don't know about wiser. He knows a lot of shit, but yeah. I don't know if that necessarily makes him wiser.
Oh, this one's showing some skin.
Spoon's still on the prison site. Continue, Bill.
The man just...
Check that out. Oh, dude, she has a glamour shots photo.
How old is she?
Glamour shots.
54.
Is that fucking place still in business?
She's in lockup? She killed somebody, man.
So they used to have the convictions on her. I can't believe they took that off. That was half the fun.
She killed somebody. Oh, she's studying Italian?
I'm presently incarcerated in a federal prison.
Ooh, federal.
Oh, that's tax evasion.
Yeah.
The glamour camp. But they do conjugal visits there. You'd be in good shape, man.
She looks like she had the high life going on here.
Please send a photo. No Polaroids. Polaroids. Who the hell takes Polaroids anymore?
Nobody anymore, man. They went out of business completely.
Jesus, Lord, she must be 54.
Yeah.
That's what she does in her spare time. She makes these collages here. You know, I'll tell you what. We'll have a link to all the girls that we're profiling here.
To all the girls I fucked in prison before.
If you come in during the week, as my father likes to remind me on a fairly regular basis, I'm only here usually 3-4 hours a week. That's typically on Thursday nights to...
Pam it up with
beers.
To stand around and try and upsell people into higher cost products. And to direct them into higher quality beverages.
Like the one Sick Puppy buys on a frequent basis.
Like the one Sick Puppy buys. He's a huge hophead. Typically we can see him with some Hop and Frog Mean Man Alicia IPA. I can see him with some stouts. I can also see him with some Southern Tier Unearthly IPA from time to time.
Hell yeah.
The man's a big, big hophead. So if any of you are thinking of sending some free beer to the folks at SIDT, certainly want to have you send them some big, big, big hoppy beers, especially if you're making it yourself.
Or Dark Lord.
That reminds me, Bill. Do you have anything for our local listeners that's on sale right now?
It would be unfair of me to say that anything was on sale because compared to most of the other places around, my beer's on sale all the time.
Right, things you're pushing out the door for seasonal purposes.
There's nothing, we're in the middle of the spring seasonals now.
Right, right.
Another 2-3 weeks, for those of you who aren't familiar with the beer seasons, they're typically about half a season ahead of the actual season itself because the beer wholesalers the manufacturers and the microbrews, they want to have them out of their warehouse because they don't want to be stuck with summer beers in the beginning of August.
Right.
They want to have them out the door, so they'll start shipping them halfway through spring. Somewhere halfway through spring, maybe 3/4 of the way through, the summer beers will start coming in, and we'll get overwhelmed, and we'll say, hey, we need to make some space. Time to get rid of these spring beers and put them on a discount rack, and then we'll do that. If you go to our webpage at 3sonsdogsandsuds.com, that's the number 3, and on the left-hand side, I believe it is, there's an email sign-up list. We'll send you an email once a week, and it'll typically let you know that we're having a beer sale going on. And we send our email once a week to remind you about the weekly beer samplings. That's probably the the greatest thing. I think we were the, you know, even though there were six-pack shops and bottle shops before us, I think we were the original beer sampling location.
Right.
You know, I don't think any of the other places were doing regular beer sampling, so that didn't charge for it. You know.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, we do it for free out here.
And off the top of your head, do you know what, for the local folks, what next week's beer sampling will be?
Oh, geez, I could probably go all the way into the end of the month.
Why don't you go ahead and do that, because nobody knows when we're recording this anyway.
That's a good point. So
throw a couple weeks out there, man.
We're at the...
invite the peeps.
We're at the 25th of April right now. Now they know when we're recording it. You're looking at the first Thursday in June with Tommy Knocker Brewing.
What about May?
Oh, shit. Never mind. First week of May.
There you go.
I'm eager to get into summer, man. Yeah, I can't help it. First week of May with Tommy Knocker Brewing out of Colorado, I believe.
Excellent brewery, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Excellent brewery.
Yeah, they got. We're running three of their beers right now. We're not sure. We're gonna supplement that with something else from the same wholesaler. We're not sure what it's gonna be yet, but they've got a great maple nut brown, which is a.
I love that one. Yeah,
it's a very unusual beer. If you like nut browns, they've added a maple flavor to it. It's very, very, very smooth.
Very good.
They've got a wheat, and I believe it's a Pickaxe Pale Ale that's gonna go as well. The peas. I had to get the peas on.
He doesn't have a shield on his mic, so it's a Pickaxe Pale Ale.
Peas on my protected microphone.
No prophylactic on his protected.
Exactly. The Moylan's, for those of you that are in the know and for those of you that love beer, Moylan's Brewing out of California has shipped to the wholesaler this week. So you can expect at the end of next week to see Moylan's Brewery in your local stores.
Great.
And so the following week, the second Thursday in May, you can expect to see Moylan's Brewery here at Three Suns on Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. The third week of May is a mystery right now because I haven't really decided what
Sick
the hell
Puppies
I want to do
homebrew.
Yet. If
I don't have enough left, brother.
I was gonna say, if you bring me enough bottles, I would be willing
to... It's also illegal to sell,
I wouldn't be selling it. I'd be giving it away.
Yes.
Not my beers.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to give it away, I'm drinking it.
Cheap bastard.
Yeah.
And then the fourth week of May is... a big time of year for us. That's third anniversary for Three Suns Dogs and Suds. You know, didn't know if we were going to make it 3 years. I think any small business that starts up never knows if they're going to make it that long.
I think I've kept you in business.
Well, I certainly know that your bank loves us.
Yeah, exactly.
And your credit card company. We usually do some big beers around then. The anniversary is big for Belgian beers.
Right.
Typically, the last 2 years, we've done Chimay beers, and then we bring in Chimay cheeses as well.
Yeah, you guys, it's a big celebration.
It's a big celebration. We've got a lot of people here. And you know, any week is a celebration as far as the samplings. The crowd here is great. I mean, you've got Sick Puppy and Spoon that are in almost every Thursday. The SIDT crowd is not recording from here necessarily, but they are in drinking the beer. And it's one of the few places I've seen where you can come in, and, of course, the guys from SIDT are here drinking. And if you're looking for something and haven't had a beer before, they're more than happy to say, hey, direct you in a location. Sometimes if they're drinking that beer, to buy one and bring some extra cups out and give you a sample of it before you ever get a chance. They actually do more beer sales in this place than I do.
Where's my commission, bitch?
You're getting a broadcast from my store. What do you want? But
Yay.
Yeah, I know. I know you're very excited about that.
I'm kidding, brother. I do appreciate your hospitality.
But, it's a very beer knowledgeable crowd. I would not be lying to you if I told you that the beer drinker here is from 21 to 81 years old on a Thursday night.
And also, if you're not a beer geek, this is a great place to come because there's so many beer geeks here that will gladly teach you and show you the way.
You know, and the thing about it is that these guys are coming out here. The crowd that comes out here is the crowd that loves beer. I mean, there's a percentage that comes out because it's free, and you know who the hell doesn't come out because it's free. But the guys that come out are the guys that really enjoy beer. And
for me, I'm here so much, Bill. I don't know if you've noticed, but lately on the samplings, I don't even try the beers.
You don't even get into the sampling line.
That's because you always have the beers here earlier, and I'm here a lot.
But
so I tried that last week.
But, you know, if we looked at it, you know, we'd see that 90% of this crowd, probably 90% of the crowd on a Thursday night is a regular, you know, if this place were, if Cheers were still around, this would be the Cheers of six-pack stores.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're right.
You come in the door, we know your name, we know what's going on here, we know what you're drinking. But the crowd comes in to hang out together.
Yeah, exactly.
They enjoy each other's company. They like to share good beer. It doesn't matter if you're a single woman or, you know, married.
Yeah, bring more of those in. That'd be great.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. You know, we get people that come in with their kids. We get people that come in alone, with or without their husbands or with or without their wives. And it's just a great group of people that love to drink beer. And
right.
That's what we're looking for around here. You know, the reason we started the free beer sampling, and I would be lying if I didn't say it exactly, is that, you know, certainly a percentage of that is to generate sales. You want to get people in the door.
Sure. I mean, that's just good business sense. That's common sense, right?
Yeah, you want to get them in the door, and then once you've helped them, once you've dragged them in, you can get them to buy something on the way out. But the other reason is that, you know, we drew a lot of people in here that were Miller Lite, Coors Light, Iron City.
The BMC crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The BMC crowd of beers. And we're introducing you to a new brand or a new style or a new variety and hoping that we can educate your taste buds. And,
right.
and that's what SIDT is all about, and that's what Three Sons is all about. You know, there are a ton of fantastic beers in the marketplace that are not mass-produced, you know.
Swill.
Well, swill is a good word for it. But I was going to say, you know, mass-produced, no flavor.
Bland
beers out there, you know. You can
crap.
You can have all the Michelob Ultra and the Bud Light and everything else that you want, but there's an entirely different world out there of microbrews.
Oh, exactly.
There's a whole world of beer, and you know, even to the point where, you know, there was a time when English ales were, you know, you could only get a good English ale from mm-hmm. England, or you could only get a good stout from somewhere else.
Right.
But now, you know. People now that think Guinness is a great stout.
Dude, I was just going to say
that. You got to come back and drink some other beers out here.
I was just thinking that because I used to be a big Guinness guy.
Absolutely.
I still like Guinness.
But now it's
an afterthought.
Yeah, but if you go back now and you compare Guinness to some of these domestic microbrewed stouts.
Yeah, and I get a lot of slack for this, Bill, but I've actually come to know Guinness as the Budweiser of stouts.
Well, I mean, you know, it is mass produced. It's
just bland compared to some of the other offerings out there that are 10 times better. They just don't have that marketing, you know.
When
initiative.
You look at what the guys from, you know, and I got to tell you, I know this is a Hop and Frog show.
That's fine.
But
we talk about beer here. It's
yeah,
okay.
It's all about beer. But when you look at like Stone's Russian Imperial Stout.
And I hear this year is phenomenal.
And it just came out. I got it on the shelf over there.
I'll be leaving with one.
But, you know, when you look at Stone Russian Imperial, and Russian Imperial on the whole from Stone, regardless of the year, is a fantastic beer.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
You know, you look at the Boris the Crusher Oatmeal Imperial Stout that we're going to drink next from Hop and Frog. It's a phenomenal beer. It's got great flavor.
Oh, I love it.
And let's go into the New Holland Brewing.
Their High Gravity series or phenomenal?
The High Gravity series, but the stout that they did, the Night Tripper Imperial Stout.
Yeah, that's part of their High Gravity series.
I love that Night Tripper.
Night Tripper Imperial Stout from Hop and Frog. Shit. From
New Holland Brewing.
New Holland Brewing is simply phenomenal.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
When you want to talk about a mouthful of beer and a mouthful of flavor, that's fantastic stuff.
Right? All right, brother. Why don't you guys finish your fucking double IPAs, man?
Double IPA.
Mine's done.
What did I tell you?
I'm sorry, not fuckers. Fucker.
I will, in honor of you, I will
chug it, brother.
Well,
God
while
bless you.
Chugging that, I do have one last thing. I absolutely do want to mention.
If there is a God, may he bless you. Attaboy.
We're calling for all SIDT fans
Nancy?
for their support for our buddy Phil from My Life as a Foodie.
Yes.
He's got a video that's on the Food Network website right now, foodnetwork.com. We'll have a link directly to it. He made his own video basically cooking some duck. I think it's quackadillas is what he calls it.
Quackadillos or diaz or however you fucking pronounce that.
So what they're doing is they're selecting the top 13 videos, and they're going to make a TV show out of it. It's going to be called, like, Grilling It with Bobby Flay. And I guess the voting comes up rather soon, so get your asses out there and vote for him. I think the competition ends the 15th of May.
Please.
So, yes, Phil the Foodie, our good friend from My Life as a Foodie, zeroface.wordpress.com. You may also recognize him from Dude Night. Yes, Dude Night. Get Some, the world-famous beer podcast also. So check that out. Click on the link. Go support Phil. He's a good friend of ours. In fact, you guys have him as one of the most downloaded shows from SIDT because of the Belgian beers that he brewed and sent to us.
Yeah, brother.
And actually, we have some more of his beers coming up.
We really need to do that. Yeah.
Like soon.
So. All right, so we're moving on now.
Moving on.
Moving on.
The final beer of the evening.
We're walking, we're walking, we're walking.
Attention, campers.
And we're stopping.
It's now the final beer of the evening. Go ahead. Tell us all about the next beer, Bill.
All right, we're moving on.
Before it gets too crazy.
We're getting dark. We're getting deep.
Yeah,
we're getting dark.
This beer is as black as my soul.
We're getting dirty. Wow, that was really
good.
I'm
glad I'm not wearing headphones.
I like that one. Actually, yeah. I'm sexually aroused by that.
I'm kind of feeling a little thick right now.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. Probably in your shorts.
Put your mouth on the mic.
Back to that map of Hawaii thing.
We're moving on to the Boris. This is B period O period R period.
Et cetera, et cetera.
I'm sorry,
et cetera,
et cetera. Boris the Crusher Oatmeal.
It's an acronym, people.
It's an acronym.
Like SIDT.
The Crusher Oatmeal Imperial Stout. This is, and the Boris stands for Bodacious Oatmeal Russian Imperial Stout will crush you.
I will crush you.
I will crush you with my Boris the Crusher.
Like no other.
Anyhow, this is the granddaddy of all stout styles with an intensely deep roasted and full-bodied flavor. It's got a robust hop character that adds to a refreshing balance. So we're going to give this one a shot. And, of course, Sick Puppy couldn't wait for us. I was
They were nursing the
double
IPA.
I was nursing
my double
IPA because I'm not a hop head.
I have a little bit of that.
Shit. You got a mouse in your pocket.
And while you guys are trying that, I would like to say that this is a 9.4% alcohol by volume. The original gravity is 107. Finals, 38. These are all really, really high start and finishing gravities. 60 IBUs in this one, which is expected for a Russian Imperial.
So how many IBUs are in this?
60.
So how many?
Thanks for paying attention.
How many IBUs again?
So anyhow, we're going
to
go here.
Cheers, guys. Here's to the Boris. The Bodacious Imperial. Bodacious. What the fuck is it?
Bodacious Oatmeal Russian Imperial.
Oatmeal, that's the word. Yeah.
Oatmeal. How about that shit? It's got great flavor to it.
It's got a coffee hint to it. Caramely coffee notes.
Caramely, yeah. It's not as heavy coffee as some of the other stouts that I've
had. Right, it's got
a
smooth coffee flavor to it. Right, right. Doesn't have a bite to it.
You know, if coffee had alcohol in it, I'd probably drink it more.
It's certainly not
It does when you pour whiskey into it in the morning.
It's certainly not the Fuel Cafe coffee stout from...
Right, yeah.
This ain't no Starbucks.
This ain't no Starbucks coffee. And what's the other one out there that Lagunitas is doing?
I don't know.
No, the Lagunitas,
the cappuccino stout.
The cappuccino stout. Except it doesn't taste anything like
that. I haven't had that for a while. I'll have to revisit that one.
Actually, if you come out to Three Sons, Dogs and Sons on 10974 Perry Highway in Wexford, Pennsylvania.
Do you want to give out your number? Because they need to call you and check on what's available.
Not that I'm promoting the store. Or you can find us at www.threesonsdogsandsuds.com.
And what are your hours of business?
Oh, wow. They are varying, but typically, it's Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday night, we stay open an extra hour because from 6 to 8, we're doing our free beer sampling.
Because it takes an extra hour to kick Sick Puppy out of the store.
Pretty much last night.
That's exactly why we stay open the extra hour. Leave, fucker. Come on. Okay, I'm going after one more beer.
Hardcore.
Leave, fucker.
Just
come on.
One more.
First one to get here, last one to leave.
That's right. And then Sundays from 11 to 5, I won't swear to those hours in the future. But
11-ish to 5-ish.
Yeah, something in that range. And you know, the 11 is a generalized time frame because we usually get here earlier to start.
Right, right. And do you guys have a phone number people can contact you?
Yeah, we do. 724. I'm sorry,
Go
to the website.
Come on.
Go to the website. It's on the website.
I said earlier on the show, the boss will tell you, I'm only here 3 hours
a week.
Right,
right, right.
However, I am maintaining the website on as regular a basis as I can. 724-940-7667. Give us a call.
Don't harass us. Do what Bill did and go to the website if you forget that.
Give us a call. Don't harass us. But if you're looking for a particular beer and it's something you want, and you promise, swear on your mother's grave that you're going to be in to pick it up, we'll certainly set it aside with your name on it.
Unless she's alive, then you pick another dead relative.
Yeah, well, whatever the dead relative of choice is, swear upon them.
Dead girls don't say no.
Exactly right. Wow.
There you go.
She was good and very sweet for a lifeless piece of ice cold meat.
That should be a good way to wrap that one up.
And I wonder why I don't get dates.
So I think we're about out of time, guys. What do you think?
Well, I think we've ended up with some fantastic beers. Hoppin' Frog Brewery was
excellent, bro. I love them,
man. A great choice for the night. I think this is the first time you've probably done a specific brewery for the podcasting?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't know.
36 episodes, you think we'd remember?
No, we actually have. We've done Ithaca and several other breweries all at once.
But these guys have produced some fantastic. Well, I shouldn't say these guys. I should say
the dude.
This guy.
What guy? This guy right here. This guy has produced some fantastic beers.
Fred Carm.
He's got some great product out there. If you are in an area where Hop and Frog is served, we recommend that you get out there and try some of these brews because he really does some fantastic stuff.
Oh, they're awesome beers. And
I think the Mean Manalishi is a big hit.
It's awesome. That's a heavy beer, though.
The Golden Frog is a big hit. High alcohol percentage.
Yeah, Goudon Frog.
Oh, Goudon.
Goudon.
And, of course, the Boris, the Crusher.
I love that one.
Now, I know that Fred's putting out a Smashing Berry Ale and a Silk Porter as well. That's not available here in Pennsylvania
this time. Not yet, anyway, right?
Not yet, at least. If you're in Ohio right now, Superior Beverage and Cavalier Distributing are putting the product out in Ohio. And Indiana World Class Beverage is putting it out there for you. In Illinois, Specialty Imports Distributing. And, of course, in Pennsylvania, the Gala Distributing Company in Western PA and an Eastern PA Stockerntown Beverage. So you should be able to find these beers in any of those states and hopefully one of your regional stores. If you can't get it, ask them to get it. Why the hell don't you have it? That'd be the first question out of your mouth.
Yeah, Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds. Why don't you have it?
I do have it.
You bastard.
I don't have the Smashing Berry and the Silk Porter, but that's only because I can't get it. Although I have been very impressed. I'm looking forward to meeting Fred for the first time, seeing if he can get down here to the store.
And if he does do that, would you let us know? We'd love to talk to him.
Absolutely. We love having SIDT come down here. Certainly, guys, when they don't broadcast, they come down here and drink beer. Anybody?
Just on a side note, we've been invited here twice in a public place.
Yeah.
It says a lot for SIDT, man.
Anybody that wants to come and meet the guys from SIDT.
Look for our names on the wall.
Yeah.
On the plaque.
Except for the naked part.
Not in the men's room, but on the plaque by the register.
Yeah. Actually, their names are on the wall in the men's room, too, as well. But it's for a good time. And
I had to correct the spelling.
Something about 876-5309.
Yeah, I don't know.
But come down here on a Thursday night, 6 to 8. Walk in the door and say, where the hell is Sick Puppy and Father Spoon?
And then what they do is they get on the secret bat phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they call us.
Because undoubtedly,
dude, can you see a light in the sky with the SIDT logo?
Quick!
To
Three Sons!
Dial the SIDT phone.
You see a car going down the road all over the fucking highway trying to get to Three Sons? All right, guys, I think we need to wrap this up. What do you think? This has been Sick Puppy.
This is the most reverend Father Spoon.
And Bill Sookins from Three Sons, Dogs and Suds.
And Suds.
.com.
Dot com.
We out of here.
Bitches.
Peace.
Later.